Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. عن أبي سليمان مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن شببة متقاربون فأقمنا عنده 20 ليلة وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رحيما رفيقا فظن أن قد اشتقنا أهلنا فسألنا عمن تركنا من أهلنا فأخبرنا فقال ارجعوا إلى أهليكم فأقيموا فيهم وعلموهم ومروهم وصلوا صلاة كذا في حين كذا وصلوا كذا في حين كذا فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن لكم أحدكم وليؤمكم أكبركم متفق عليه زاد البخاري في رواية له وصلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي حضرت أبو سليمان مالك ابن حويرث رضي الله عنه says that we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were a group of youngsters of similar age. And we stayed by him for 20 days. So the group of youngsters, similar age, youth, they stayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 days. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very merciful and soft-hearted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt after some time that we were missing our family. So it occurred to him that we were missing our families, and he asked us then about those who we left behind regarding our parents, our siblings, how many brothers you have, how many sisters, etc. Those type of questions regarding the families. So we informed him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that now go back to your families and establish salat amongst them. Remain there and establish salat, and then teach them whatever you learned from me. Perform salat at a certain time, certain salat, for example, Fajr certain time, Zuhur certain time, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. When salat time comes, then one of you should give, call out the adhan, and the eldest amongst you should lead the salah. So obviously this is where there were no masjid nearby. They were living in remote areas. So, or even when they were traveling. So then, salat to the congregation is extremely essential. Somebody has to call out the adhan, and the eldest would perform the salah. In Bukhari it is mentioned, and perform salah like how you have seen me performing salah. We understand from this hadith that these were a group of youngsters. Rasulullah was concerned about the youth, and he allowed them to stay with him for a period of 20 days. In the 20 days of suhbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they observed very carefully his beautiful akhlaq, his character, that he was very merciful, he was soft-hearted. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so compassionate, so merciful, he understood that these are young boys, and they can't be spending away from the home for such a long time, be absent from home, and they must be missing their families. To make them feel comfortable, then he asked them regarding their family members, etc. And very importantly, bidding them farewell with some advice. Now he sets them off home, go back home, and remain with your families. Teach them whatever you have learned. Command them, meaning remind them about certain important, essential things of deen. And most important, he told them about salat, that they must re-perform their salat. They were youngsters. He encouraged them, motivated them to read their salah, and read salat with the congregation, and adhan should be called out by the eldest, by one of them, and salat should be performed by the eldest. Of course, if there are people who are more knowledgeable, then they would lead the salah. But if every person is equal in knowledge, then the eldest will perform the salah. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال استأذنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العمرة فأذن وقال لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك فقال كلمة ما يسرني أن لي بها الدنيا وفي رواية قال أشركنا يا أخي في دعائك رواه أبو داود الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said I sought permission from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to go for Umrah, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave me permission. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gives me some advice. So he's bidding me farewell and he's giving me a very beautiful advice. What does he tell me? لا تنسانا يا أخي من دعائك. Oh my beloved brother, my young brother, do not forget us in your dua. Umar radiallahu anhu says, these were such words, Ya Ukhayya, Ya, oh my beloved brother. that it does not make me happy if I get the entire world in exchange of just this word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling me his beloved brother. And in another narration, it mentioned that ashrikna ya ukhayya fi du'aik, join us in your du'a. Now don't forget us in your du'a. Rasulullah sallam was ma'soom, greatest of all the anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, he seeks Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we ask Umar radiallahu ta'ala to remember him in du'a. It's such important thing when somebody is going for Hajj, Umrah, or going on some safar, then we too, no matter, regardless of what our position may be, we may be an alim or a scholar, whatever it is, ask the person for dua, and when he will make dua, then we also. So even if it is a person who is your junior, but you seek, you ask him, request him to make dua for you, and here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, ya ukhayya, such love and such muhabba, oh my beloved brother. Umar radiallahu anhu became so happy that Rasulullah calls him his brother, and he says, you give me the entire world in exchange of this word, ya ukhayya, I will not be pleased. May Allah give us tawfiq hidayah to understand the amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.